Well, that's a pretty severe case of pod throat, huh? Hey, I'm Jack Mangan, and this is Deadpan number 40.
Yay.
Because your average human has 10 digits on their hands, and 40 is a multiple of 10, then that makes this number significant.
Yay.
However, it's just another fucking day around the Deadpan.
Yay.
So speaking of pod throat, the following promo slash bumper is not entirely accurate or true, but I received it a while ago, and it's pretty cool, and I should play it. So, I'll serve this up for your listening enjoyment, and we'll come back and do some other shit right after this. Stick with us, my peeps. Deadpan is the way.
This is not a test. This is an alert of the Podthroat Emergency Podcasting System. Repeat, this is not a test. The podcaster you are expecting to hear has contracted podthroat and cannot record his or her regularly scheduled show. The causative agent of podthroat remains unidentified, but all inhabitants of the podosphere are encouraged to clean their mics, run antivirus, and practice frequent and thorough hand washing. Podthroat has not been observed to cross the feed-to-earbud barrier, but listeners are cautioned to send any get-well wishes by email, just in case. Check the show notes. Keep subscribed to this feed for more information. This has been an alert of the Podthroat Emergency Podcasting System. Repeat, this is not a test. To fill the gap in your listening schedule, you might try my show, the Adult Space Child-Free Podcast, at www.gettingby.net. I discuss child-free news and social issues, rant against improperly socialized kids and their parents, and despair against the Disneyfication, or excessive child-proofing, of parts of the world that aren't specifically child spaces, and the effect this has on free speech and general good manners. Every show ends with a dose of the happy things from me, Chris the Fixed Kitty. You know, queen of the nefarious space women. Feel better, Jack.
Hello, this is Amy Bowen. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Deadpan is the way.
Yay.
Fuck? Are we caught in some kind of time loop? Some kind of distortion in time and space? Is it a wrinkle in the temporal fabric of reality? Or is it just some cheesy, pedestrian, lame-ass effort to eat up a couple of more minutes on Deadpan? Perhaps we should check with an expert in this field.
Snakes on a TARDIS. Snakes on a motherfucking TARDIS. Snakes on a TARDIS?
Yeah, that was useful. Okay, could this episode get any more stream of consciousness?
Exterminate! Exterminate!
Oh, chicken.
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 Yep. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Chicken. Yep. 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 Yep.
Let me pull up to your bumper and smack that monkey.
Yay.
You called for some ninjas?
They all went to this wedding and got medals, and the Pomeranian growled real loud.
Welcome, Photon Warriors.
Verily.
Now's the time our sprockets bend me dogs!
Oh, no, no, no. Scott Sigler never orders a macho combo.
You're a smart motherfucker, that's right.
And I'm not only referring to Adam West's buddy.
Diamond Age? Yay!
My friend. Can your heart stand the shocking facts about grave robbers from outer space?
You ignorant simp.
Okay, seriously, are you even still listening? If so...
Hello. This is T. Morris of Podiobooks.com, the survival guide to writing fantasy, and podcasting for dummies. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Yay.
Okay, my head hurts.
This is Heidi Miller, host of the Diary of a Shameless Self-Promoter podcast.
Yeah, I know. With a name like that, you're probably expecting, hey, have I got a deal for you, and Sunday. Well, we're not like that over at Diary. Diary of a Shameless Self-Promoter is Zen marketing for all self-promoters, from the timid to the fearless. We're dedicated to the arts of networking, sales, public speaking, trade shows, and overall shameless self-promotion, so hey, you can enjoy your life and your business. Check it out at Heidi Miller, that's HEIDIMILLER.libsyn.com, or find us on iTunes. And remember, shameless self-promotion is a way of life.
Shameless self-promotion.
Spherical Tomy by Jack Mangan.
Distant explosions dotted incessantly across the screen of stars.
The samurai is dead. Tomy was once one of the foremost combat programmers in the universe. Now her time is running out. She occupies a deteriorating clone body on the satellite, right in the middle of a conflict between warlords. One, her former shogun. The other, the murderer of her samurai. Spherical Tomy is an action-packed tale of deception, revenge, redemption, fragmented identity, and the limitations of the human and artificial mind. Subscribe at patiobooks.com and see what made Spherical Tomy the number one patio book.
Tomitsu, is it really you in there?
In the flesh.
That Diary of a Shameless Self-Promoter promo, that's another one I found just going to podcastpromos.com. I actually went to the Farpoint Media site and I was going to use the one for the Tracy Hickman podcast, but the link is dead, so I guess someone should let them know. I also wanted to promote the Ranting Scotsman's podcast, or Ranting Scotsman. Just don't want to get that wrong. Yeah, he's starting up a podcast too, and I was going to play his promo. So Ian, get me your promo. Oh, and you know what? I was going to mention this later in the show, but I might as well mention it now. It's really almost an unrelated thought, just without the echo. I've been sort of in the back of my mind plotting and planning a deadpan skit for months now that involves Greece. Not the country or the lubricant, but the John Travolta vehicle. Now, unfortunately, I understand that there's a new reality TV show coming on TV that's also centered around Greece. So, just so you know, my idea was not inspired by the reality TV series. I had it long before this came on. So that's it about that subject. But you know what? As long as we're getting greasy. So this is a contest involving the comments on the boards at www.jackmangan.com. And that's really all you need to know at this point. The contest is over in 2 episodes, and we really have no idea what the standings are. I think the unofficial standings have Ditto and Alvi tied for first at 4 apiece. Retro, John Bowes, and Sarah from Charleston have 3 apiece. Ed from Texas, Jeremy from Seattle both have 2. J.R. Murdoch, Andrea, and Just a Joe each have 1. I have no idea if that's right or if that's way off. But anyway, let's keep adding to the incorrect totals. For the first time ever, actually, in Greasy Spoon, the very first comment is one of the ones randomly selected. It's from Andreas Marty Hadi. The comment is, first, ellipsis, dot, dot, fuck 2006, ! Woot! More exclamation points. I'm going to work out. I'll save this little deadpan gem for when I get to work so as I can comment on it properly. You know one thing I know about this episode that I don't need the show notes to tell me is that there is no earbud for me on it. Star, sigh, star, I am a bad, bad deadpanite. Ellipsis, ease. Comment number 2. My man Ed from Texas. His comment in response to me, apparently. Over the top? Wasn't that Stallone as an arm wrestler? Jack, you are a sick, sick man. As a quick side note, my New Jersey friends were actually so fired up from seeing Rocky Balboa that they attempted a Rocky marathon, and I think they were going to use BitTorrent to round it out. But the thing is, they only made it through number 4. Alright, you didn't care. Jessica, I got stuck in the snow, Dad pulled me out. Hubby got stuck in the snow, Dad pulled him out. Dad got stuck in the snow while breaking up drifts. 5 foot, 5 foot nothing me drives big AWD van with 2 foot of snow on top of it up and helps Dad out of snow. I think it's time for a nice hot bath, more wine, and bed. Parentheses, staying out of the hot tub tonight. Damn sensitive skin, close parentheses. Picture it, ellipsis, dot, dot. Girl 5 foot tall, top of van 7 foot plus, snow drifts up to girl's happy parts. A broom and ice scraper, I cleared off enough snow to see. 10 inches in on windshield on front of driver, ha 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 ha. Legs frozen and red, talking to myself in deadpan. Alvy, Tilde, how's things up your way? And the last one for the week. How about that? Alvy. Also my, quotes, comics, close quotes. All in caps, don't you tell me to, quote, slow down, close quotes, WordPress, and a bunch of exclamation points. So that's it. Who do we have there? We had Andrea, Ed, Jessica, and Alvy. Which actually puts Alvy in the lead. He moves ahead of Ditto. Ed jumps up with 3, Andrea jumps up, she now has 2, and Jessica gets into the fray. And it's still close enough, actually, to anyone's game. Boy, that was an exhausting Greasy Spoon segment. But listen, you know what? As I said, those standings are unofficial, but seriously, I will figure out the proper standings. The final results will be legit. And right on the money.
Hey, Deadpan, it's Andrea. It's the first day of the new year, and my refrigerator right now is very exciting, so I thought I would call in the contents of my refrigerator to start off our new year. I think my husband and I have the right idea. I have some butter. I've unsalted and salted butter for all your baking needs. I've got grape jelly, mayonnaise, some orange, oh no, I'm sorry, pineapple preserve from my tchotchkes I made at Christmas. I've got sour cream. I've got relish. I have some roasted minced garlic pickles. I have milk, ketchup, mustard. I've got some chai mix for my chai tea in the mornings. I've got about, what is this, like 8 bottles of various white wines. I have 4 cans of Diet Coke, a bag of lettuce, you know, like a salad mix, 2 oranges, bacon, like a half package of bacon, 3 eggs, and then, this is the exciting part, I have, what is this stuff? I've got eggnog, I've got pina colada mix, I've got a bottle, I've got a bottle of Meyer's dark rum, I have a huge bottle of Sky vodka, a huge bottle of Absolut, Current vodka. I've got a bottle and a half of Bushmills whiskey. And what else is back here? I've got a couple bottles of water. Eggnog. I think I already said I had eggnog. And I've got some gin. I've got a bottle of Tanqueray. And I have a bottle of Bailey's Irish Cream that's flavored with chocolate and mint. And, oh, what else is back there? Crap, I'm dropping shit back here. And actually, I think that's it. That's all I've got. I've got a lot of alcohol. Oh, and I have half of a sweet potato pie. And half a green pepper. So I think, we're starting the year off good. We have lots of liquor, and that's all that we need. Apparently, we don't need to eat. We can, you know, split an egg and have a lot of alcohol, and I think everything will be fine. All right, well, Happy New Year to Deadpan, and 2007, I hope, will be a better year for all of us than 2006 was. All right, bye.
You are listening to the Deadpan Podcast. You are calm and relaxed. All tensions and excess excitability are draining from your body. You feel like leaving a comment on the Deadpan page or sending in a segment for the next Deadpan show. Now.
Let's refer now to a colleague of mine whose voice sounds eerily similar to my own.
Space.
Who gives a shit? So we started off this century totally obsessed with space. We had, you know, from Flash Gordon and Buck Rogers to the whole UFO craze, you know, at the day the Earth stood still, which actually was recently nicely covered by the Kick-Ass Mystic Ninjas. And, you know, it just seemed to go and go until our generation. I mean, we grew up completely obsessed with space. You know, and for me, personally, it's in large part due to Star Wars, and yes, also to a smaller degree, to Star Trek. You know, it just didn't stop. I mean, we were inundated with, like, Star Hunter and Space Hunter and Space 1999 and just 1980s Buck Rogers and just all kinds of just awful space shit. And plus, I mean, the Challenger, the space shuttles were going up. There was just all kinds of exciting space news in the real world, not just in the movies and in comic books and books and our science fiction. It's just space was really exciting, and then just something just happened, and it just all seemed to disappear. It got to the point where the space shuttle launches were only interesting if something bad happened. We didn't even tune in to watch the launches anymore. We started to lose interest, and showed at the box office too. Everyone was shocked and horrified and disappointed, at least in the podcasting and, you know, fringe SF community, that Serenity and Firefly were sort of deemed as financial failures, but, you know, it's the way of the culture now. It's a fringe thing. I think part of the mania, at least far from our generation's point of view, part of the mania and part of the reason for the decline, I think, had a lot to do with 1969, had a lot to do with the moon landing. I think, you know, we were all excited and gung-ho. We're all fired up, but then we came. You know, we shot it right there on the moon. And the rest of it has just been coming down ever since. So, but I don't know. I think regardless of your stance on what environmentalists sort of say and, well, what the scientific community has basically proven that we're doing to the planet, you know, the universe is random. Weird, random shit happens. An asteroid could come right now. Bruce Willis isn't going to go up there and fucking drill it apart and blow it up for us. You know, an asteroid could come and we'll be right there with the dinosaurs, smoking. So, I think the future of the species depends on us getting out of here eventually, someday. So, I think we need to take Viagra or something. We need to get charged and hard for space again, because it's the future of the species depends on us eventually, someday, getting out of here. You know, there is a time limit. There is a time limit. Might be millions of years, might be 1,000 years. And besides, I really wanted to see Serenity too.
Second Life Notes is music in Second Life. Second Life Notes is the arts. Second Life Notes is culture. Second Life Notes is lifestyle. Second Life Notes is the podcast you must listen to if you want to know what's going on, culturally speaking, in Second Life. SecondLifeNotes.com.
Hi, this is Paul from Des Moines, and you're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
And all right, stop the presses. I just got this from Paul Fisher, the lovely and talented man behind the Balticon podcast and the ADD cast. The latest BalticonPodcast.org post. Time Magazine's Person of the Year 2006 attending Balticon 41. No, really, it's true. Time's Person of the Year for 2006 celebrated creators and users of content for the internet. And boy, do we have some great new media content creators coming to Balticon 41. Special guests of honor, Michael R. Menengay and Evo Terra. These guys are just following me across the country. Mike and Evo are best known for their series of sci-fi related podcasts, Dragon Page, Cover to Cover, Slice of Sci-Fi, and Winging It. But that's just the beginning of what the new media track has to offer in 2007. Not only has the number of podcasters attending this year more than doubled, but we are adding concerts from... This is the important part. But we are adding concerts from two of the wittiest and sexiest men in new media, George Crabb and Jack Mangan. And this year, we have added the first Podcasters Workshop. Podcasters will be able to submit their shows for critique by the experts. Watch the Balticon Podcast website, www.balticonpodcast.org, for details. Now that gets a big W00T. And okay, at the risk of seeming uncool, I actually don't know this next one.
Stolen from the 80s. Uptown, downtown. No one's fussy. I'm a target. Black, white, day, night. No one's fussy. I'm a target. Joe Jackson, Target.
Dumbass memories.
All right, Jack, let's get dumbass. That Stolen from the 80s put me right back to the summer of 1984, Minnesota State Fair. Mom was working at the corn dog stand down by the dairy building by the high dive show. I was 11, old enough to go out on my own on the fairgrounds for short jaunts. I'd go check out the progress on the Butterhead sculptures, watching for a while as a beauty queen contestant sat in a parka in a glass-walled cooler as a skilled craftsman chiseled her features into a 60-pound block of butter. I sat on a bench waiting to meet up with a friend and listen to competing recorded loops, one from the Little Irvy truck with the frozen whale, and the other from the big gray haunted house where the spooky original audio was expanded this year by the Ghostbusters theme and the Vincent Price section of Thriller. Craig Stenson and I went from one end of the midway to the other on a favor, as the carnies sent us in search of light bulb grease. And after all that was seen, or I just got tired, I'd go across the street from the corndog booth to WLOL's setup, and I'd lean up against the rail and watch the DJs. This was the summer of Rats Round and Round and Slade's song, which to this day I'm still never sure if it's called Chameleon or Run Run Away.
Thanks, John Bowes. Thanks, Just a Joe. Two very cool guys, two great parts of Deadpan. So hey, I think we actually made it through an episode without me getting into the boring, tedious details of my crappy life. So thanks everyone for being part of the community. Look forward to you guys sending in your contributions, your dumbass memories, your stolen 80s lyrics, your stolen rap lyrics, your My Parents Are Crazy stories, your whatever else, what the hell we do around here at Deadpan. But also, if you want to call those in, you can call the voicemails, 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664. The contents of your fridge, the contents of your nose. No, actually, scratch that. Whatever. Just give a call, be a part of the community. You can also record stuff on your own and email it to me. It's jack@jackmangan.com. PayPal donations are welcome. There's a button on the sidebar at jackmangan.com as well. And I don't know, now we enter the babble stage of outro babble. This has been Deadpan number 40. I got myself
a 40. Bachelor City! Stupid! You're so stupid!
Ever see a shirt, make a phone call?
Mangan! B-A-S-O-D-O-M-I-N-A.
I remember as if it was yesterday. This old hound dog snuck up.
Commando unit was sent to prison by a military court.
We want information. Information. Information.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over.
Somewhere in time and
space. The final frontier.
Who are you?
Jackie Gleason.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
I love you all. I love you more than life itself. But you're all fucking mad.
And so, alright, we're going to close out with what is actually my least favorite Matt Mango collaboration. Shh, don't tell him that. It actually is a song a lot of other people really responded to and a lot of people really got into. And in fact, I'll never forget that right after the first CD, The Wishing Bridge, was put out, one of the first reactions was some guy that Matt knew went up to him and said, "Hey man, you know, my girlfriend and I, we fucking fucked to that first song on the Wishing Bridge." And that wasn't just me being potty mouth. That was actually a direct quote from Matt, who I think was directly quoting the guy. So, I don't know if the song is tainted now forever or what. But anyway, this actually isn't the first song. It's the second song on the Wishing Bridge. It's called Watch Tells Nothing. Enjoy it. I'm not coming back after the music. Thanks for hanging in there for Deadpan 40. Catch you on 41.
Thank you. tonight.